Now that we have become familiar with the lyrics, the raga and the tala of this bhajan, let's move on to understanding the inner feeling with which the bhajan should be sung. And for this, we need to know the meaning inherent in the lyrics of this bhajan. So let's begin with the first line.
Jai Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman.
Jai means victory, be to. Jaya also means the same. Hanuman is the devoted servant of Lord Rama. Hanuman can be split as Hanu and Man. Hanu means jaw or chin, and Man means prominent. The name thus means the one with a prominent jaw. There is an interesting legend in ancient Indian culture and spirituality as to how the young child got the name Hanuman. Once, the child reached out towards the sun, thinking it to be a fruit, and thereby invited the wrath of Indra, the lord of the Devas. Indra then engaged the child in a battle and finally defeated him with his thunderbolt, or what is called his Vajra. As an act of revenge against the atrocity meted out to his son Hanuman, the wind god now withdrew all the air from the earth, and it caused panic in Indra's court. The Devas, the angels, immediately rushed to make amends and then granted extraordinary powers to the child. The broken jaw at the hands of Indra gave the name Hanuman to the child. So in this line, Jai Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman, we proclaim victory to Lord Hanuman, who is the epitome of valor, who is the embodiment of courage. Let's move on to the second line.
Maruti Raya Jaya Hanuman.
The first word here is Maruti, which is again an often used name of Hanuman, and it means son of the wind god Marut. The wind god is also called Vayudeva in Indian culture. Many of us know that in the Ramayana, King Dasharatha had three wives, Kausalya, Sumitra and Kaikeyi. The king and his wives had no children for a long time. On the advice of elders, the king performed a sacred yaga or sacrifice to propitiate the gods to bestow the boon of a child on him and his wives. And as the proceedings of the sacrifice went on, as the story goes, a divine being arose from the sacrificial fire and presented a vessel with a sweet dish, ordering it to be distributed in equal share to the three queens. Kausalya and Kaikeyi went for shower and kept their cup safely in the shrine before going to dry their hair, but Sumitra stepped onto the terrace and, keeping her cup on the short parapet wall, she dried her hair in the sun. Suddenly an eagle scooped down and carried off the vessel. She felt miserable, but when she shared this news with the other two queens, each gave her a portion from her own cup. Thus it was that Sumitra delivered the twins Lakshmana and Shatrughna, while Kausalya and Kaikeyi gave birth to Rama and Bharata respectively. Now what happened to Sumitra's share of pudding that was carried away by the eagle? Bhagwan has revealed that the wind god carried the bowl of pudding and left it on the Matanga mountain. Mother Anjani Devi found this bowl and consumed the pudding, and it was she who later gave birth to Hanuman. Therefore, Hanuman is also called as the son of the wind god and also as the son of Anjani Devi, and that is why Hanuman is also called Anjani Putra. And the second word, Raya, is a term used to address someone with respect and reverence. So in this line, Maruti Raya, Jai Hanuman, we hail Hanuman, victory be to Hanuman, who is the son of the wind god. Let's move on to the third line.
Mahanubhava Jaya Hanuman.
Mahanubhava means a great soul. During his divine discourse delivered on the Ram Navami Day, 1986, Swami said, Hanuman is the brightest example of a realized soul. When he first presented himself before Rama and offered his services, Rama turned to Lakshmana and said, "Brother, listen. Notice how Hanuman has mastered the Vedas. His speech is saturated with the humility and dedication which the Rig Veda embodies. His retentiveness and reverence is what the Yajurveda promotes. And his intuitive vision is like what the Samaveda grants. Hanuman knows all the scriptural texts. He is a genuine scholar and a real devotee. His thoughts, words and deeds are all offered to God." In another discourse delivered in the same year on 8th October, Swami said, "Hanuman was no ordinary being. He was a master of 64 sciences and arts. Rama described him as a hero of peace, as one who possessed immense strength and wisdom." So Mahanubhava therefore is an apt name for Hanuman because of the exalted personality he is. So in this line we bow reverentially to Lord Hanuman, who is the master of multitude arts and sciences, who is a hero of peace and who is a colossus of strength and wisdom. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Vayu Kumara Jaya Hanuman.
Vayu Kumara can be split into Vayu and Kumara. Vayu refers to the wind god and Kumara means son. So again in this line we proclaim victory to Hanuman, who is the dear son of the wind god Vayu. We move on to the next line.
Vanaravira Jaya Hanuman.
Vanara means monkey. Veera means brave one. Hanuman is often called Vanaravira because in the Ramayana, among the hordes of monkeys under Sugriva's leadership, only Hanuman was the most competent one, the biggest hero, who was able to cross the ocean and go to Lanka and discover where Mother Sita was kept captive by the demon Ravana. So in this line, Vanaravira Jai Hanuman, we hail Hanuman as the most valorous instrument in the hands of the Lord. Let's move on to the sixth line.
Anjani Putra Jaya Hanuman.
Anjani refers to Mother Anjani Devi, the mother of Hanuman. Putra means son. Again, Anjani Putra Jaya Hanuman, we adore Hanuman as the beloved son of Mother Anjani Devi. Let's move on to the seventh line.
Ati Balavanta Jaya Hanuman.
Ati means very. Balavanta means strong one. Now why is Hanuman always extolled for his great strength? Referring to the incident which I just mentioned in the Ramayana, when a messenger had to be selected for the mission of crossing the ocean and tracing the whereabouts of Mother Sita, Lord Rama asked Hanuman, "Can you go and successfully return after finding out where Sita is?" And Hanuman replied, "Yes, he would." Then Lord Rama asked Hanuman, "You have no prior experience of jumping across a vast sea. You have never seen Sita earlier to identify her now. Then how do you say so confidently that you can cross the mighty ocean, find Sita in Lanka and return?" Hanuman, in all humility, replied, "Swami, would you not give me the needed strength, capacities, capabilities and the abilities to fulfill the mission you have assigned to me? I know only when you give me the strength will you command me to fulfill it. With your blessings and invincible will, wouldn't I be able to accomplish what I am supposed to do?" During the summer course of 1977, Baba said, when any order was given to Hanuman, he never questioned whether he had the strength or the capacity to fulfill the task. He had the firm faith that the very orders of Rama will give him the necessary strength to fulfill those tasks. Hanuman indeed was very powerful at the physical level, but he gained more power by the darshan of Lord Rama. In one discourse in that same summer course of 1977, Swami said, when Sugriva and Hanuman saw that Rama and Lakshmana were coming in their direction while searching for Sita, Sugriva felt that they were messengers of Vali coming to spy on him and do him harm. But on the contrary, Hanuman, because of his very great good quality and peace of mind, told Sugriva not to be agitated, that he would go and find out who those people were and report back. Hanuman knew haste makes waste. So when Hanuman saw Rama and Lakshmana, he met them with great humility, and with deliberate and carefully chosen words, he asked them who they were, why they were in the forest, and what their purpose was. And he did all this with a steady mind and without any hurry. Since Rama gave an appropriate reply to Hanuman's query, Hanuman was very pleased, and he offered now to carry Rama on his shoulders to Sugriva. As soon as Rama and Lakshmana sat on the shoulders of Hanuman, Hanuman felt that all his sins had disappeared. He felt that all his past had been rooted out because of the darshan of the Lord. He was cleansed. He was energized. He was created anew. He became very happy the moment the divine personality of Rama touched his body. When this happened, immediately good ideas started sprouting up in Hanuman's mind. From the moment Rama and Lakshmana sat on the shoulders of Hanuman, he began to feel that some kind of strength and sacredness had entered his heart. There was bliss inside. Swami says, where there is a combination of a strong body and a strong mind, there is divinity and divine strength. That is Hanuman, Ati Balavanta, Jai Hanuman, the extremely strong one. Let's move on to the eighth line.
Shri Rama Duta Jaya Hanuman.
Shri is a mark of respect used to address a person. Duta means messenger. Bhagwan says there are three classes of messengers. First, those who do not understand the orders of the master, or who do not care to understand. In fact, they operate to the detriment of the work assigned to them. The second category consists of messengers who do only as much as the order literally communicates. Nothing more, nothing less than what the master has said. This is Madhyama. And the first category was Adhama. And then there is a third category, which is called Uttama. Here, the messenger grasps the purpose and the significance of the orders and even anticipates what the master wants and carries them out. And he does it unflinchingly till the purpose is achieved and to the utmost satisfaction of the master. Bhagwan says Hanuman belonged to this Uttama category, the last category, because he never flinched in his efforts, whatever be the obstacle, and reported back only after he was satisfied with the result of his assignment. He could dwell into the commands of Rama and know what his order meant in word and spirit. Bhagwan once said, Hanuman is known for physical strength, intelligence, perfect character and scholarship. Yet, do you know what he said when he entered the court of Ravana? While introducing himself, he said, Dasoham Kosalendrasya, which means, I am only a servant of Rama. Swami said, this position of being a servant of Rama was a matter of pride and prestige for Hanuman. That was his devotion towards Lord Rama. So in this line, Shri Rama Duta Jai Hanuman, we hail him as the best messenger of Lord Rama, and we pray for his grace so that we too become instruments, effective instruments in the Lord's hands. Let's move on to the last line.
Shri Rama Bhakta Jai Hanuman.
Bhakta means devotee. Swami narrated a beautiful incident during one discourse in the summer course of 1977 about the exemplary devotion of Hanuman. After finding Sita in Lanka and returning to Rama, Lakshmana and giving them the good news, Hanuman, Jambavan, Rama and Lakshmana were one day resting on one side of the ocean. Thousands of other monkeys also joined them in their march to Lanka and resting on the way one night. That night was a full moon night. The cool moon and the light that the moon was radiating was showing everyone the pathway. And as everyone was proceeding, Rama was somewhat tired after walking, and so he rested for a while with his head on the lap of Lakshmana. That night, no one had sleep or rest because next morning, all of them had to go to Lanka and they had to participate in fighting with Ravana. And Rama and Lakshmana that night were showering everyone with encouraging words and keeping their spirits up. As this was happening, Rama, who was taking rest on the lap of Lakshmana, suddenly he asked Lakshmana and Sugriva what they thought about the dark spot in the moon that was shining that night. And each one started giving his own reply. Someone said, "The moon had separated from the earth, so that is the dust that is left on the moon, and that is what is showing the blue color." So someone said it is earth's dust, someone else said no, it is moon's dust, and so on. But Hanuman did not utter even a single word. In the end, Rama asked Hanuman what he thought about the dark spot on the moon. Hanuman, instead of speaking, he had tears in his eyes. He said, "O Rama, you have placed your head on the lap of Lakshmana. The dark spot on the moon is a reflection of your face in the moon's surface. That is what I can decipher." Swami said, for Hanuman, there was nothing except Rama's name and Rama's form. His heart was suffused with only the name and form of the Lord. His thoughts and words were such that whatever he spoke about, whatever he had seen or whatever he had thought was only about Rama and the form of the Lord. On his body, every hair was filled with the vibration of Lord Rama. This is the reason why his hail as Sri Rama Bhakta Jai Hanuman. We praise him as the greatest devotee of Lord Rama, and we invoke his blessings so that we too may imbibe his divine qualities and become dear to our Lord. With this, dear listeners, we have finished understanding to some extent the beautiful meaning of every word of this bhajan.